Have you ever felt like your drawings are stiff? Maybe like this? These are my drawings from high school, and as you can see, I learned my anatomy from studying Dragon Ball. But at the time, I didn't really know how to draw better poses or to learn. And it wasn't until I went to art college that I learned a key technique that helped me to draw like this today. It helped me to draw poses that are more dynamic and expressive. I want to show you that same technique in this video where we're going to learn gesture drawing. So gesture drawing is a quick sketch that captures the feeling of a pose and the different forms in motion. And to get started, it's always good to study from life. When you study from life, you can learn about the form and how it looks and then apply it to your own characters. So you may be thinking, what's the best way to start on a figure? Well, the first way, a good way, is to draw the line of action. The line of action is kind of the main line that describes the angle of the pose and the movement through the figure. After you draw that line, I like to draw the head, start to block in the body. Here I'm drawing in the angle of the shoulders, and the next thing, it's good to think about where the weight is and where the balance is. So for this pose, I think the first leg is where her weight is. This other leg is kind of counterbalancing her torso that's leaning to the right. So you can keep blocking out the forms, and I'm using kind of long flowy lines to really feel how the figure is posed and how the gesture is. I'm drawing in some expression that gives kind of a personality to her. You can add in little details, and that is our first gesture drawing. So with that, you guys ready for the next pose? All right, let's go. Oh, this is a pretty cool pose. She's got one leg on the wall for some reason. So we can start using the same process. I'm gonna put in the line of action. And notice there's a curve to her upper body. Lay in her head and try to get the tilt of it. Angle of the shoulders. And I want to really establish that leg that she's standing on and how straight it is. And draw her other leg against the wall, and it seems like her balance is kind of split between her two legs. So just really quick, drawing in her kind of expression to kind of get some of her personality in there. She's like, ugh, I hate this wall. Some shadows that show the contact with the wall and the ground. And just really quickly, you can do a gesture drawing that kind of captures that feeling of the pose. And to talk about feeling, you know, there's all kinds of gestures that you can study, so I wanted to do something different. So here's a sitting pose, and for this one, what really caught my eye was her attitude, right? Like the way her head is leaning back. She's kind of got this cool vibe to her. So I tried to capture that first because I felt that was kind of one of the most important things, and I don't think I quite got it, but that's okay. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. And if you miss, you can just try again. So I'm just kind of studying kind of how she's sitting. But for this one, I just really wanted to emphasize capturing personality. And so sometimes it's about drawing, but a lot of times it's about what you're showing that's not the lines. You're showing the feeling of a character and the attitude. All right, so for the next pose, I thought we'd like take it into action. So we got this guy, this basketball player. And I'm noticing that for this pose, he's got this really cool angle to his upper body and legs. This gesture is really about the action. So it seems like he's running towards the left, and I'm using the folds and his clothes to kind of show the movement. It's like the folds are, his clothes are dragging behind him, kind of flowing to the right. And it's okay to draw through. You can, you know, draw over, you don't have to erase, and I think that keeps you in the flow of things. You can adjust the pose, and here I'm trying to focus on good silhouette so it's more clear, the arms away from his body. And so now I wanted to try something a bit more challenging, a group pose. And so there's kind of a lot going on, but we can attack it the same way like we've done the other drawings, kind of laying the ground and going from one person and just laying in these two characters. And what I'm noticing about this, these poses is the guys in the front are kind of their lines of actions are going towards each other, right? They're in opposition. There's conflict between them. And so I wanted to capture that. So starting with this guy who's blocking, drawing in his face. And what I'm noticing is he's got this really outstretched arm, right? And so I'm kind of feeling that as I draw, that stretch. I'm using a lot of straight and flowy lines up to his hand, noticing the twist of his body that flows all the way down to his leg. So I want to capture that. Straight leg, straight lines. And then using another line of action from that arm to his back arm. It's kind of stretched back away from his body. So working on this other leg, it's more relaxed because the other leg is pushing. So this one's a bit more relaxed. So we have that contrast between the legs. So even though this pose may seem kind of basic, right? It's kind of like a lot of straights, but there is some kind of subtlety between, you know, each leg. One is straight, one is relaxed. Same thing with his arms, one is kind of reached out and the other one is should be a little more relaxed. So I'm going to work on this guy in the front, and I'm noticing that from his torso down to his foot, there's a really strong gesture line, that line of action that I wanted to capture. As he's kind of jumping up and reaching up, I want to capture the way his head is tilted and looking up. And here I'm drawing his arm kind of overlapping with the first guy. They're kind of getting in contact, right? And in the photo, his the ball is covering his face. It's like he's hiding, but remember, we can adjust it. So here I'm pushing the ball out, trying to picture what it's like if it was outstretched to kind of clear up his face. And then, so here are the two guys kind of in opposition. What's kind of cool is these guys in the back, you know, the story here is it looks like they're slowing down, right? They're leaning back. Their line of action is kind of away from the front two guys. And this last guy in the back, his leg is really far forward so he can slow down. And so there's a bunch of different ways that you can study poses. We looked at standing poses and the balance and the weight. We looked at sitting poses that convey attitude and personality. You can study action poses and movement and how clothes react to kind of the action of the scene. And so I hope this video was exciting. I felt like I was a DJ, and as I was drawing it, I had a lot of fun. And so these poses can help you draw your own characters and make them more expressive and dynamic and have a lot more personality to them. So have fun, give it a shot, and let me know what you think in the comments. And I'll see you guys soon. All right, see ya.